Blog Talk Radio.
The challenge of publishing is that people don't know what a magazine is. They have no idea
how hard it is to publish a magazine, how hard it is to keep the magazine going. They don't know what the magazine entails. So when you publish a magazine, people think it's just no big deal because they're not used to seeing the publisher hand the magazine out. I was handing the magazine out. I was publishing the magazine. I was marketing the magazine, and the magazine became a viable magazine. Call you on the air. Go ahead. Call you on the air. Go ahead. It talks about, the magazine talks about where to go, who to call, and how to get there. And I made sure that people found that out. They wanted to know where to go, who to call, and how to get there. The lines are lit up. If you want to say something, just speak out for you. If you have advertised the magazine, if you have read the magazine, just talk about what you have done when it comes to the magazine. The magazine is a viable source of information, where to go, who to call, and how to get there. That's what we have been doing for the last 45 years. We've also started honoring individuals. So we've honored individuals for over 40 years. Sharon, how are you? Sharon is a person that goes way back 30, 40 years with the magazine. Sharon, what do you think about the magazine? What do you remember about the magazine? Because you were on the ground floor of the magazine. The number here, if you haven't heard about the magazine or you know how to get in touch with the magazine, you can call us right here. Now, you can call now if you want to and get on the magazine. The magazine is really something that people need to know what they're doing and how they're doing it. I just want to make sure that you know what the magazine is all about. The magazine tells you where to go, who to call, and how to get there. So basically, you want to make sure that you understand how to get there. Myrtle has been with the magazine for a long time. The number is 516-418-5482. Talk about what you know about Russell's News or the Washington Business Guy. Call you on the air. Go ahead. Caller, can you hear me? The lines are lit up. If you want to talk about the magazine or you bring the magazine, just chime in. But the magazine is talking about where to go, who to call, and how to get there. So if you have any inclination of what you have done with the magazine or have you advertised the magazine, give us a call at 516-418-5462. It's all that and a bag of chips right now. The magazine has been there for a long time. That's 516-418-5482. We're talking about Be There Magazine. Like I told you earlier, it started out as a newsletter, and then it went from a newsletter to a four-color glossy magazine. But people didn't realize just how powerful the magazine was until years later. And I kept publishing, and I kept publishing. I am living proof. If you start something, you can finish it. People will have to come on board if you don't stop. So the name of the game is keep on going, keep on going. We had people like Ruth Wright and Roger Chapman and Kathy Hughes. I started the magazine when Kathy Hughes was on 4th and 8th Street. I used to be, Russell's News was the most powerful publication to be publishing in the 70s and the 80s because it was the only magazine that was allowed to cover the Kathy Hughes morning show. We would go there every morning, and every guest that came into the show, we would cover that guest and put him in Russell's News. Very powerful aspect because there was no Facebook, there was no Twitter, and there was no Instagram. It was Russell's News. So when something happened, we put it in the magazine. So I interviewed all the celebrities, Dick Gregory, Montel Williams, James Brown, anybody that came on the show, once they came off the air, they sat on the couch with me. Go ahead. You on the air? Go ahead. Oh, you on the air?
Hello.
Hello, go ahead. Hello,
Reverend,
how are you?
Russell, how are you? Congratulations.
Hey, Reverend Chi, how are you? What do you remember about Russell's News?
It was very good. I still have plenty of them. I give them out. It's a wonderful magazine. Thank you so much for all the years that you had the magazine. Congratulations.
Thank you, Reverend. I mean, it was a struggle in the beginning, Reverend Chi, but people like you and people like advertisers and supporters kept that magazine going. It was a heck of a magazine to print. I mean, people don't realize just how important that magazine was and how hard it was to print and what it is to take a magazine to another level to keep publishing a magazine. So I want to thank you for your support from years ago. And I want to thank people like Maggie, you on the air, Maggie, Denise Lewis, Maggie, come on. If you want to come on, Maggie, because what we want to do, you can call us also, Maggie, at 516-418-5482. Maggie has been supporting us for years. She has been not only a supportive of the magazine with advertising, but she has bought many of her Blossom desserts. She has bought desserts to the event, and she has been supportive. But it means something to have people like Maggie, Ruth Wright, Karen Rose. These people supported the magazine. Not I'm talking about years ago. Eleanor, appreciate you. Eleanor has been featured in the magazine. Eleanor has gotten awards. Also, we have over the last 45 years, we have put in 450 awards. We gave away 450 awards. Hi, Maggie. How are you? Give us a call, Maggie, if you want to talk on the air. 416-418-5482. You on the air? Go ahead.
Good morning, Russell. Hi.
Good morning. How are you? Who am I speaking to?
This is Linda Simpson. And
oh,
I
Linda
just want to
Simpson.
Say,
oh my God, Linda is so awesome. Let's ring the bell for Linda. Linda is one of the reasons that the magazine still exists. One of the reasons. Linda, tell us what inspired you to even support this magazine and what you do. Tell us about you.
Okay. Well, I just want to say that I have supported the Be There magazine over the years. And, Russell, I congratulate you for everything and for all that you have done. And, yes, I go way back. I worked for the government back some years ago. I remember all the, how can I say it, the Black Caucus events. And I remember us down at the Channel Inn and you and your newsletter, your magazine has always been very informative, and it would always keep us in the know what's going on around town, especially as it relates to Black people. And I just want to say, Russell, you know, I will continue to support you. You know, all you have to do is call me if you ever need me. And, again, just congratulations, 45 years. That says a lot.
I appreciate you. And I'm telling you, Linda, you have been there for me. I still want to, I'm going to ring the bell again for you because you have been there. I mean, and you're such an awesome woman, and you support so many businesses. And you, like I say, I'm the only magazine that was allowed to be distributed at every restaurant, every nightclub, Congressional Black Caucus. You couldn't
right.
walk into a nightclub. You could not walk into the Chateau or the Oak Tree or the Foxtrap or the Tiffany's or anything like that and start handing out stuff. They wouldn't allow you to do that. But because the magazine was so powerful and distributed and so worldwide, they let me distribute that magazine inside of restaurants and night spots. At the
exactly. Right. And I especially, yeah, remember you down at the Phillips flagship, you know, we would always meet down there, gather down there. But this has been years ago. Like I said, I've retired now from the government, but down there in Southwest Washington, we used to always have a ball with Russell and your newsletter.
Oh, my God. I would go from Hoagates to the flagship to the Zanzibar to the Pier 7 Channel Inn. I would hand out maybe 1,000 magazines in one night, just those five spots. And people used to sit in the dark and read the magazine, get a little lighter or something, and they would read, had a column called Shh, Don't Tell Nobody. They used to read that magazine like it was all that in the bag of chips. So I tell everybody right now, If you don't know what Russell's News was or Be There Magazine was or the Washington Business Guy was, then you missed out on an opportunity to really see the magazine for what it was worth. But I appreciate you, and always, and I'm glad you called in today because you're part of the history. You really know what it's like to be with Be There Magazine. BeThereMagazine.com is the website. It was Russell's News. It started out as Russell's News, then it went from Russell's News to City Guide, Russell's News City Guide, then it went to the Washington Business Guide. So we had magazines on top of magazines, but we're still online today. And I'm telling you right now, people like Maggie and people like Linda and Raven Chi and people like that, they helped this magazine grow. Anyone else on the line right now? You can speak up right now. If you're on the line, speak up right now. The number is 516-418-5482. Go ahead. Who are you?
Good morning, Russell. This is Maggie. I'm on the line. I'm calling from my office at work. I want to, first of all, congratulations to these 45 years of supporting us, staying humble, and really looking out for businesses in our community. I recall, and you may not remember this, we first met at a Sisters for Sisters event in Bowie years ago. And I really want to thank you for all the support that you give to not only me, but also to Sisters for Sisters. You are awesome, one of a kind, and I cannot wait until you are back in the streets of D.C. again, and we can visit and we can come to some of your events.
Well, I can't wait either. I mean, the pandemic has been a traumatic experience, and it's been rough for me, but I am self-quarantined. I've been working things out. We still do some things online. We do the podcast today. We do the Punya Lives Open podcast. We also do Facebook Live like I'm doing now. We have a late night show on Friday night. But we're still doing things to keep active. And I want to thank all the people that support me over the years. And even on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, I mean, the people that support me is amazing that people still are looking and appreciating what I do. I've been doing it for so long. And I'm not going to stop. I mean, I believe in people like you, Maggie, because you are truly an entrepreneur. You're a real entrepreneur. You're somebody who takes your business very seriously, and you're good at what you do. How did you get started in being a caterer or doing food like you do? What made you get into that?
It's been a part of my life. I guess it's not my southern background, but the summers I spent down South Carolina with my aunt. I always enjoy cooking, but more than that, I love to see people eat and have a good time. So I just, you know, did a lot of entertaining and just branched off into catering. It's something I've always wanted to do. My dream was to have a nightclub that had a dining area, a disco, as well as a gym, all wrapped up in one. That was years ago, but I still have dreams of having a restaurant. I haven't stopped moving towards that, and, you know, I'm going to keep on trying. But that is my goal,
well,
and then to
should,
have
you,
all
have
of Russell's
any,
folks in there.
Oh, we would be promoting that and advertising that to the fullest. If you was in the restaurant business or the nightclub business, Maggie, we're going down to Maggie's, and when we get to Maggie's, not only would the music be hot, but the food would be off the chain, Maggie.
Exactly.
You walk around with your class, the way that how classy you are and what you do. I mean, come on, Maggie, you're talking about awesome, Maggie. You would have an awesome nightclub, a nice spot with a restaurant and the food to boot. People like that. If you can have a nice restaurant and food to boot, you can't be
good to go.
Sick, but you got the
and you know and hospitality and great customer service. That is, you know, that's included in my business plan. Definitely customer service, because you find nowadays there's so many people, they wait on you like they don't care. Anyone who will work at an establishment that I own, the customer's first. That Southern hospitality has to be there.
I agree with you.
Unquestionable.
I agree with you. But you are professional, and you would have the best customer service ever. I mean, everywhere you go, everything that you do it with perfection. And you're truly part of this magazine history and journey. You are part of that. And like I say, Carolyn Washington, the same way, she's part of it. You know, these people, the people are just coming on like crazy right now. I mean, the lines are lit up. The Facebook Live is just flowing with people because they realized that the magazine was something that was truly, truly for them. It was unselfishly published for the people. It wasn't published to make some money. It wasn't published. It was published for the people. I was the only publication that catered to the people. And you could have a birthday party at CJ's or the Oak Tree, and Be There magazine would come and take the pictures and feature you in the magazine next week. I mean, it was an unbelievable concept that nobody even thought of back in the 70s. 45 years ago, the average black person didn't know what a magazine was. Not a magazine they could put their hands on. They knew about Jet and Ebony and those kind of magazines, but a magazine where they could meet the publisher up close and personal, they didn't know about that. It was awesome. Awesome. Again, I want to thank you, Maggie, for what
you're welcome. I'm going to get back to work, and I want to thank you. And once again, any support that I can give, I will. I suggest, this is your 45th birthday, I think we should all give you, those who can. I mean, your 45th anniversary. Right, that's what I meant. So I think those of us who can, we should just cash app you $45. To get that, get those things back. So those of us who can, so let's put that Cash App out there, and I'm getting ready to get on it right away.
Thank you so
much.
And
thanks, and everyone have a great day.
Thank you. Dale Coles. Dale, you're on the air. If you want to come on the air, Gail, the number is 516-418-5482. Gail Coles, you have been featured in the magazine. You have been what they call awesome support of the magazine. Every time you come to an event, every picture that was taken, you lit up the pages of the magazine. You were one of the angels, and you are somebody who I appreciate also some, to support the magazine. George Clayton is one of the most awesomest magazine people that was in the magazine. He is a designer of clothes and stuff like that. Thank you for checking in, George. Casey Lewis is a pillar of the Prince George's County community. We go back 45 years. She was also one of the shoppers in my boutique. I had a boutique. We had the boutique and the magazine. 45 years ago, we started this magazine. Today is 45 years anniversary of the magazine. Hines, thank you for saying congratulations. I'm telling you right now, anybody else on the air right now, the number is 516-418-5482. Give us a call right now. If you're on the air and you haven't spoken yet, the lines are lit up. You can say anything right now. Come on, you're on the air. Who's on the air? Who's on the air right now? But I appreciate everyone who supported me over the last 45 years. It was something to behold to start something from scratch. When people thought it was a joke, people thought, what is a live magazine? And when the internet came, we were so innovative to even transfer to online. We knew what it was to be online. So we went online, changed the magazine from Be There Magazine, from Russell's News, the City Guide, to the Washington Business Guide, and it was so expensive to continue to publish, we went online. We were one of the first magazines, black magazines, to go online. And we're online today, and we're still on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. So you need to tell them just celebrate my birthday as a magazine. Be There Magazine.com, celebrating 45 years. Go ahead. You on the air?
Russell.
Go ahead.
This is me again, Minister T. I just wanted to say you inspired me to start my placemat advertisement. And I also have the book that you gave me. Is he your man, or is he in your head, or is your head in the sand? So I want to thank you for continuing to inspire me. Thank you so much.
Well,
and congratulations.
You were inspired to do the placemat. You were also doing marketing and advertising. I inspired so many people to market themselves and to advertise. As a matter of fact, I'm in the process of doing what they call a masterclass on advertising. I'm going to put that up sometime this year where you can patronize, you know, be a patron for it. Cost you $5 a month, and you can learn how to market. It's going to be the marketing masterclass for Be There Magazine publisher, the king of all marketing. And I will show you things and, you know, how you can market yourself, what you can do, because the internet now and social media and marketing, you have the tools there on your phone, but you don't know how to do it in some cases. So we're going to do a masterclass on marketing hosted by the king. And you just become a patron on the internet on my patron page, and then I'll send you stuff, and we'll talk, we'll do videos, and we'll have stuff that you can do to promote yourself. But I'm so blessed that I'm still here at 72 years old. 72. I mean, we're talking about 72 years old. When you live as long as I have lived and done as much as I have done, and you still walking and talking, wheelchair free, you know, oxygen tank free, you know, cane free. It means something to be alive. I thank God every day. And I've met people like you and Casey Lewis and Gail Coles and Carolyn Washington and Maggie and Eleanor. I mean Roger Chapman, Ruth Wright. I mean, this is going to continue to go over again and again. I'm going to put this on the internet so people who didn't hear it now can hear it over and over again. You can also share it with people on your Facebook page or email it to people that you want to know so they can know that Russell Price Jr., the publisher of Be There Magazine, is still alive and kicking. And we're still here to help you and help people do what's necessary. Eleanor is an extraordinary individual, and I want to thank Eleanor. Ring the bell. Eleanor, she is an excellent, excellent supporter. People who supported me over the years, I can't say enough about them. I just can't say enough about them. But this is going to go viral because I just put it up. I just announced it, and now it's a Facebook Live, pulling your eyelids open. We have done this show now for over 2 years, the Pulling Your Eyelids Open. So we're celebrating two anniversaries, the anniversaries of Pulling Your Eyelids Open podcast and the 45 years of publishing magazines. And it's not an easy thing to do. Tullamore Jones, welcome aboard. How are you? Thank you for supporting me, and thank you for chiming in. Like I said, the phones are lit up. Calling you on the air. Just click on. Calling you on the air. Go ahead.
Congratulations, my brother Russell Price, the king of media in the DMV. This is your sister Carolyn White Washington. I am so proud of you, and thank you for always being there for our community, being there for Sisters for Sisters, Inc., and for all these great businesses you consistently promote and level up. Thank you so much. We love you, Russell.
Ring the bell for Carolyn. Carolyn Washington is an innovator, an entrepreneur. Carolyn Washington, with Sisters for Sisters, I was so honored to support that organization for years, over 25, 30 years, and the event that she was doing was astronomical. This is 10, 15, 20 years ago. We're talking about filling up the Camelot with 5,000 people. And then she's still doing the pandemic has not slowed Carolyn Washington down. She still is doing what you need to do to be what you need to be and to love who you need to love and care about what you care about. And when it comes to domestic violence and women in need, there is no better woman than Carolyn Washington. People have been, I mean, right now, in 2021, Joe Biden is throwing money at everybody. Everybody's getting money thrown at him. So there's no way that you can be homeless or you can be starving. They're going to give you the checks. They're going to give you the places. They're going to give you the houses. Everything's going to be given to you under this administration. But Carolyn Washington was there when there was no Joe Biden. There was no Biden. It was Carolyn Washington who was going and putting women who was displaced by domestic violence and finding places for them and taking her own vehicle and giving out groceries. I mean, tell us a little bit how you got started with this, Carolyn.
Wow. Well, I got started actually back in the 70s as a young girl when I saw my mother crying after my aunt was murdered by her husband as she was leaving the DMV, D.C. area to go to Fayetteville, North Carolina. And my little cousins were in the room and they were witness or they actually learned of their parents' demise. It was a murder-suicide. And it changed the course of my life. It impacted my family. And so as we were working in Sisters for Sisters, one of our dear members married a very, very highly educated and well-respected at that time gentleman who was in law enforcement and military and all that. And it turns out he was abusing her, and I went to court with her. And while sitting in court, case after case was being dismissed because the women did not have come to court. You know, they refused to continue with that process. And I wondered why, and I asked, why are all these cases being dismissed? And it turned out the women were oftentimes afraid. They were embarrassed. They were ashamed. They felt alone. They had returned back to the abuser. And at that point in time, I made a decision that we're going to help women that's in this situation. It happened to my aunt. It happened to several other friends of mine. But most importantly, my sister in this courtroom was there getting her protective orders and getting everything she needed from her proceeding because we decided to support her. So that's where it began. And then we continued to provide all kinds of programs, One Love, Leave Our Violence Every Day, providing emergency shelter. We had a case yesterday from the court that we were able to put a young lady in safe housing because her life was being threatened. I mean, we really are out here on these front lines, even through the pandemic, because, Russell, through the pandemic, the cases have risen. And I talked to Prince George's County Office of the Sheriff, 69% increase in domestic violence cases that's being reported that were extreme cases. That's an increase through the pandemic. So we help with emergency food, housing, clothing, baby products, transportation. We're just there. So thank you so much, Russell, for always supporting, for always being a voice, you know, representing the men, and most of all, representing what love should look like.
Excellent.
We appreciate you.
Ring the bell for Carolyn Washington. She is one of the front runners of supporters of Be There Magazine, and we're here today because of people like Carolyn Washington. And there's so many people. I mean, the phones are lit up right now, but there's so many people that I have contacted or interacted with throughout the 45 years when nobody cared about somebody who was doing something because they wasn't famous. I didn't care whether you were famous or not. If you contributed anything, I recognized you for it. I recognized you for it. People say, well, you know, what is it in for you? How come you do this? No, you ain't making no money. You should have this. I shouldn't have nothing but what I'm doing and what I've done and what I've accomplished and my joy comes from people like Carolyn Washington, who I've helped, and people who have benefited other people. By it's called pay it forward, back and back and back and forth, back and forth, and we paid it back and forth numerous of times. So it's all about what I call publishing and getting the word out and letting people know where it is, who, where to go, who to call, and how to get there. BeThereMagazine.com. Woo, the number here is 416-418-5482. The number, the lines are still coming up like crazy. So if you want to get on, just call me and let's talk about Be There Magazine, what it means to you. George Clayton, if you're on the air still, give us a call back. George Clayton is a designer. He designs men's clothes. When he was there from the very beginning, also 20 years ago, he advertised in the magazine, and I mean, beautiful. I still have one of the ties that he gave me. George Clayton, I want to give him a shout out for what he has done. I mean, he has really, really done some things. And again, it's people like him and other people. Renee Starlin was advertising and marketing and modeling with me years ago. Hazel Snowden. I mean, used to come to the events and make cakes and stuff like that. So she was a viable source to be supportive, you know. So these are people that I'm telling you right now, there's a reason why we're still here. The number here again is 516-418-5482. We were publishing this magazine and carrying it by hand. I used to go to the warehouse and pick up 60, 80,000 copies of the magazine and put them in the car and then take them and drop them off. We were in 120 locations. We were printing over 50, 60,000 copies of the magazine, and we were putting it in over 120 locations. So you could go and pick up the magazine in a little box from a grocery store. It was sitting in the box free. So the magazine was that kind of distribution. So people didn't mind advertising because we had the distribution. Then I was on Radio 1. I was the only magazine to be on Radio 1 to not only carry the magazine, but also publish the magazine and have the magazine, what I call, be distributed, and you can see it anytime you want. So don't let this thing fool you. It's real. I mean, it is super, super real. The magazine is all that and more. So, again, my name is Russell Price. I'm the publisher of the magazine, and I've been doing this for 45 years. Today is my 45-year anniversary of publishing. Gail, I want to thank you again. Maggie, I want to thank you again. Who else do we have on here? Casey, you are super, and the years have been so good to you, Casey. You still are the most awesome classiest lady alive. Myrtle, Juicy Fruit. Juicy Fruit has been publishing supporting the magazine, and she's been marketing people. Juicy Fruit, give us a call, 416-418-5482. You on the air? Go ahead. Because you need to talk about what you have done and how you got involved with the magazine, because you've been with the magazine for quite a while also. And it's people like Roger Chapman, who has been with the magazine for quite a while. And Ruth Wright, one of the awesomest advertising person that was with the magazine. And also Karen Rose, Glo Hyman. I mean, these are people that has really been with the magazine for a long time. Jimmy Smooth. I mean, Jimmy Smooth, we try to make sure. Jimmy Smooth was an entertainer, and we honored people like Hal Melvin's Blue Notes. I mean, it goes on and on. 450 people were actually promoted and marketed and given out awards for the last 45 years. You know how many people that is in this town? 400. So if you know somebody of any kind of prominence, they did something to be won an award or to be recognized in Be There magazine. 450 people. 400 people, that's a lot of people. I mean, you got to stop thinking about that. That's a lot of people that we have bought awards for, honored people, made sure that they got recognized, and that's what it's all about. So, again, today is the first day that we published 45 years ago. And I just want to thank everybody. I mean, I can't get to everybody right now. They're on the line like crazy. Everybody's calling in. And it is super unbelievable what is happening right now with this magazine. And I want to thank people totally for what they have done. And, again, my name is Russell Price, the publisher of the magazine. I want to tell you the history of how many magazines I have published over the last 45 years. The first magazine I published was called Russell's News. It was named after me so people would know who I am and know what I was trying to do and what I could contribute. It was Russell's News. Then we went to Russell's News City Guide. After we did Russell's News City Guide, we did what we called the Washington Business Guide. And then it got to the point where it was costing $35,000, $40,000 to print the magazine, and I couldn't get enough advertisement. People didn't see enough vision to support it, so we couldn't print. So I stopped printing, and I went online. But when I went online almost 15, 20 years ago, the average black person didn't want to be online. They didn't want to be on Facebook. They didn't want to be on Twitter. I would say, let me put you on Facebook. Don't put me on Facebook. I don't want to do that Facebook. I don't want to be on no Twitter. I don't want no email address. I used to walk around and try to get people to give me the email address. Prior to that, I would say, give me your name and address. I want to put you on my mailing list. And people went for that. They said, okay, here's my name and address, my phone number, send me something in the mail. I would have to send out advertisements in the mail. Then it got to the point where I said, no, I'm going to do emails. But I ran up to resistance because people didn't want to have an email. They didn't want that. They said, what is the email? I don't want no email. I don't do no email. And you can walk up to some people today, they got a business, and they would say, I don't have an email. How do you not have an email in 2021? You can't do it. But there's people that's doing it and call themselves being in business. So then we went from the magazine, Be There magazine. We started from the emails, and then Facebook came along. If you don't understand how scared, how unsecure, how non-trusting black people was of Facebook, you have no idea. You see them on Facebook now like it's no big deal. Oh, they're on Facebook posting and pictures and selfies. And when Facebook first came out, it was like it was the devil. They couldn't get on Facebook. They would not want to get on Facebook. And I would say, what's your Facebook? I don't do Facebook. I don't, that ain't for me. You'll never catch me on no Facebook. And they had businesses. So now today, if I meet someone, I don't ask for their name and address so I can send them something in the mail. I ask, what is their Facebook page? What is your Instagram page? What is your Twitter account? That's how I'm going to contact you. The lines are jumping off the line right now. People are jumping like crazy right now. And it's coming in my Facebook. Things are happening right now. People are supporting me right now. People are supporting me just like Maggie said, do Cash App. They're supporting me right now and celebrating the 45 years. It's the power of the internet. So I want to thank everybody again, and I want to ring a bell for everybody again. But we started this magazine with absolutely nothing. Two pages. One page. It was one page newsletter. Then it went to two pages. Then it went to four pages. Then it went to eight pages. Then it went to a small little magazine where it was 64 pages, and you could hand the magazine, people would read the magazine in the dark. Oh, and then we would save people's lives. If somebody was talking negative about somebody, we would honor that person. We would honor that person. We would say, hey, let's give that person some play in the magazine. And we gave the best dress. We went around to all the clubs, and I honored somebody in each and every club. This is part of the history of the magazine, the Russell's News. What we did was we went to the Club Elite. We went to Pierce 7, and we made somebody in that club represent that club. So we had Mrs. Channel N. Linda was Mrs. Channel N. Linda Williams. She was Mrs. Channel N. We had Mrs. Chateau. Mrs. Foxtrap, Sheba Sims, who's not no longer with us, was Mrs. Foxtrap. So we had all the ladies. We gave them banners, crowns. It was called Queen for a Day. We gave them crowns and badges and sashes, and we got limousines, and we rode around to each club. I took all the ladies that represent all the other clubs to other clubs. We all went to the club downtown on K Street. So I brought 10 women with me, and they all was representing a club. So they were like either Miss Eclipse or Miss Solar Eclipse, Short Tape. These people were there during the day. I mean, you know, they were there. So you got to realize just how powerful this was, how powerful it was. It was the most powerful magazine alive, powerful magazine alive. So I'm telling you right now, I appreciate you. I appreciate each and every single one of you. We used to go down to the Jazz Festival, Hampton Jazz Festival. It took Betty Boo, who was Miss Russell's News. She was Miss Russell's News, and she went to the Jazz Festival and had the banner and walked all around the jazz banner. So we've been doing this for a long time. Karen, give her a round of applause. Karen is Sharon's sister. She's twins, the twins. They're the twins. The twins. And they have been marketing and advertising. Karen, give us a call, 516-418-5482. Tell them about your history with the magazine and what you have done with the magazine, because you have real history with the Majestic Eagles. And people don't realize I was the magazine covering the Majestic Eagles. The Majestic Eagles. Look at the things at Ed Murphy's Supper Club. We were distributing the magazine at Ed Murphy's Supper Club. All up and down Georgia Avenue, your Goethe's, Faces. I used to walk in Faces and hand out 300 magazines in Faces alone. Then we had out 100 magazines in your Goethe's. I mean, this magazine was all that and more. I'm telling you, it was like that. And today, it still exists. It's now called Be There Magazine. The website is BeThereMagazine.com. My name is Russell Price. I'm the publisher of the magazine. And the number here is 516-418-5482. If you remember, if you're still on the line, you have something else to say, you can speak up now. Who's on the line still? If you remember something about the magazine that you want to share, you can share it right now. You're on the air. Go ahead. But don't forget what we have done and why we've done it. Don't forget what we have, the lives we have changed and why we've done it. Look at Prince George's County. I used to be a Prince George's County police officer. So I was a police officer. I joined the police officer at 40 years old. I was just like the gentleman that got killed in Atlanta when they at the grocery store. Where the grocery store was at. The gentleman who got the officer that got killed, he joined the police department at 40 years old. I was just like him. He didn't have to join the police department. I did not have to join Prince George County Police Department. I was a manager of a bank making $43,000 a year, and I took a cut in pay to $18,000 to be a police officer. But I was 40 years old. Everybody was in my class was 22, 23, maybe 25 years old at the most. I was the oldest guy, but I wanted to be a police officer to help people and to give back. So you make a decision in life, things you want to do, but the magazine was my ultimate give back, ultimate give back. I wanted to give back and make sure society was all that. So I continue to publish year after year. When I didn't have any money to publish, I would go to certain people and tell them that I need an ad, and they would immediately write a check. I would go to certain people and ask them, I need this and I need that. And they would say, okay, we're going to do this and make sure it gets published. So that's how the magazine continued to publish over the years. And we're going to get back to that. We're going to get back to publishing. We're going to get back to networking. We're going to get back to having events once a month. All that will be down the road. But when it comes back around, then you come back around with it, because it's all about waking up, making sure people wake up and say, hey, smell the coffee. Again, I've been doing this for a long time. I'm going to take a little break. Wake up, everybody. My name is Russell Price. I'm the publisher of Be There Magazine, publisher of Russell's News, the Washington Business Guide, and the City Guide. I've been doing this over 45 years. I want to again thank everyone online. we couldn't get to everybody, but we sure appreciate everybody who chimed in today and let people know and share this video with people that remember Russell's News, remember the publishing of what we did, how we walked around from club to club. I was able to go to different clubs and different restaurants, different events. I covered major events, Constitution Hall, events around town. The Solar Eclipse used to have events. I was the one who was covering the events hands-on at the Solar Eclipse with Larry Beasley. I did all that. There's nothing in this town that got by. I was able to promote and network with people for over 45 years. I mean, Greg Cooper, I mean, this is going to go viral. I'm going to put this on people's pages, and they're going to hear it, and they're going to put their comments on what they remember about Russell's News or City Guide or the Washington Business Guide. But we're going to remember what they know, and this is going to be something that is awesome. So I appreciate you again, and tell everybody about it, please. I mean, just name somebody. If you name somebody, they came through Russell's News. Charlotte Harris Brand, how are you? Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Congratulations. I appreciate you. I appreciate your support over the years. I mean, you have really supported us. For years you supported us. I mean, so I appreciate your support. Anybody that supported us right now, I appreciate them. Again, the number is 516-418-5482 if you have any closing statements or you want to say something before we go off the air. But this is going to go viral, and I want people to know what it took to start a magazine 45 years ago. Do you realize that people stop and they quit on things they're supposed to accomplish? They quit. Or they tell people, oh, I'm not making any money. I'm going to stop doing this. There ain't no money in this. And they stop. But it ain't about the money. It's about caring and loving and being passionate about what you do. I love what I do. I eat, drink, and sleep what I do. People say, oh, you know, you stay on the mic too much. You know, there's no such thing as being on the mic too much. If I can talk about someone and inspire someone and honor someone and give someone their props, then I'm not going to stop. Jeanette Harris, welcome aboard, welcome aboard, welcome aboard. I'm saying to you, there's nothing more than helping somebody else. If you're helping somebody along the way, and look at the people who have benefited from the magazine. You know how many businesses have got more business? How many businesses have gotten a better image of themselves because they were in Russell's News? They were in Be There magazine. People that would not have never had an opportunity to be in a magazine. You know how many people that we have crowned the Woman of the Year? You know how many women that have walked around with a crown on their head and a sash that said Be There magazine, Woman of the Year? Russell's News. Before we had Woman of the Year, we had Mrs. Russell's News. It was Miss Russell's News. So you was Miss Russell's News for a year, and then you represented other clubs for a year. So this was something that was done to empower women before it was fashionable to empower. We were empowering women long before it was fashionable to do that. We did that because we cared and we respected women and we loved women and we wanted women to be prosperous and successful. So if a woman had a business, she came to Russell's News. She came to Be There magazine. We had vendors at all of our Christmas parties, vendors all around the whole entire party. So if you was at Masonic Temple, we had maybe 25, 30 businesses. We came to Willie K's, we had 15, 20 businesses. People got recognized because of Be There magazine. They got trophies on their mantelpiece today because of Be There magazine. It may have been the only award they have ever gotten in their whole entire life. It was because of Be There magazine, Russell's News, City Guide. These things are all possible and made possible by you. Give yourself a round of applause. I want to ring the bell for you because you are something else. Again, before we close out, anyone on the line, I can't get everybody, but if you want to come back on the line or you're on the line, you have something to say, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Russell. This is Linda Simpson again, and I just want to say I am a black card holder. So
you are a black card, and I want to appreciate it. Let me all one who's a black card holder, so hold on to your black cards because we're going to be doing that also when it comes back. And everybody, don't even have to worry about renewing a black card. You're going to get a black card because you had one before the pandemic. So we're going to be doing that black card events where you're treated like royalty and you're treated like somebody of respect. But Linda, again, I can't thank you enough for all you have done with the magazine. And you look so good in the magazine. You had a full-page ad in the magazine, and you made them, when they opened that page up, people said, wow, who is that woman? You know what I mean? they really appreciate you. You have such a good personality and such an awesome, awesome, awesome individual. So, again, I want to thank you again, but I'm going to tell people right now, I'm going to leave this up, I'm going to put the link up on different pages, and if anybody you know wants to hear this, they can hear it over again. You can also share on your Facebook page, but I surely appreciate you, without a doubt. And again, my name is Russell Price. I'm the publisher of Be There Magazine. Keep hope alive. Keep this vision alive. Don't let nothing stop you from doing your dream, but also don't let anybody turn you away when it comes to supporting people. And what's more important right now, especially during this pandemic days, is to have people support you and have you support each other. So again, my name is Russell Price. I'm closing it out today. I'm celebrating 45. I'm going to go have some wine later on, and I'm going to just be a happy camper that I'm alive and kick it at 72 years old. See you next time. Let it be.
Hey, Brother Greener. What's the name of your magazine?
How are you?
I'm doing well, bro. I just caught the show for the first time. Can you hear me?
What'd you say?
I just caught your show for the first time. I said, how you doing?
Oh, how'd you like it? How'd you like it?
It's great. I mean, you know, you really putting that inspiration and things out there. I'm gonna start sharing your show. I just gotta find out what days you're on, how often
you're
on.
I'm gonna be posting the pulling your eyelids open is a morning show, and then we have a late night Friday night show, a relationship show, late night and it's in the morning, 1 in the morning. And then we also spotlight. We sell advertising and marketing to different people. So today I'm celebrating 45 years of publishing. It was great to have you come on and catch the show the first time. You'll be hearing more and more of the show, but you can catch the show on Facebook Live. But you also can catch it on podcast. So the podcast number is 516. You call that number, 516-418-5482. So spread the word. I want you to put it on your Facebook and your stuff that you're doing, okay?
Yeah, I don't do Facebook, but definitely.
Email the link to people. Don't have to do Facebook. You can text people the link and they can hear the show.
That's exactly my agenda. I'm going to text people the information because that's basically how I communicate with people and things of that nature. So when you say you're going to be on again?
Well, we're going to be on tomorrow morning at 10, but we're going to be on Friday night. Okay?
You're going to be on tomorrow morning at 10?
Tomorrow morning at 10. And then we're going to be on Friday night at 1 in the morning.
1 p.m.
Okay?
Oh, and that's Eastern time, correct?
1 a.m. in the morning on Saturday morning.
Okay, and that's Eastern time?
Eastern Standard Time, yes.
Okay, I'll be there. Under the same, and the name of your show is the same.
The name of the show is two names. One is Pulling Your Eyelids Open. That's in the morning. We pull your eyelids open, give it to you straight talk, chase it. Information is hard to swallow and good to know. You do that, you know. And then the other show is a relationship, so love, romance, sex, all. Talk about every late night, okay?
Okay, and so I'm in your archive right now. So Russell Price is on both shows, or I could find him in your archive, you know.
You can find him. You can find him. If you go to the when I come off the air right now, I'm gonna put the link, mm-hmm. but I'm gonna text you the link. When I text you the link, you can see all the other shows. Okay?
Right, because I'm looking at it, and you spoke on two different shows at two different times. But if I just link into Russell Price, I could find either show, correct?
You can find either show, right? You can find either show. When it comes up, there's a link for the show. So when it comes up, you'll see the show in the link. I'm going to put the link up right now on Facebook. And I'm going to email you the link. I'm going to text the link to you. So you'll have it in your text. When the link comes up, you'll hear the show over again right now.
Awesome. Great. I appreciate
okay.
you, Brother Russ. My name
Pray
is
the word, okay?
Definitely.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. Okay.
Appreciate you, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, bye-bye.
Peace.